96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, has filed a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They're asking the federal agency to reconsider a federal permit for a Canadian oil company. Enbridge wants to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the band's reservation in northern Wisconsin. The Army Corps signed off on the permit in October. The Bad River Band is represented by Earth Justice, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group which filed a federal lawsuit last month. The lawsuit claims the Corps failed to follow federal environmental laws in issuing the permit. Gussie Lord is managing attorney for Earth Justice's Tribal Partnerships Program and lead attorney for the case.
The concern is about, you know, the threat to the band's watershed, to the Lake Superior watershed. The reroute would cross, I think, 185 waterways, streams, and rivers, and it would impact over 100 acres of wetlands.
Lord adds that the wetlands and waterways affected are critical to the band's hunting, fishing, and wild rice practices, and to the health of the Lake Superior watershed. The reroute comes after a separate legal battle. In 2013, several easements allowing Line 5 to cross the band's land expired. The band chose not to renew those easements, largely because of Enbridge's history of oil spills. The band itself filed a federal lawsuit against Enbridge in 2019, claiming the company was operating the pipeline without valid easements. In 2023, a federal judge ruled Enbridge was trespassing and ordered the company to shut down or remove that segment of the pipeline by June 2026. That decision is now under appeal in the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Earth Justice also represents the band in a separate lawsuit against the state filed last year, which challenges permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued for the reroute. The case is still pending. Milwaukee County Executive and gubernatorial candidate David Crowley said he wants to make sure no Wisconsin communities are left behind. He recently appeared on Civic Media's WXCO morning show. Here's Isabella Nieto.
Crowley said his experience sharing an office in the state capitol helped him gain rural perspective.
One of those individuals that I shared an office with was Don Vruwink, who we both came in together. But he represented smaller municipalities, small town, rural Wisconsin through and through.
Vruwink represented District 43 in the state assembly, which includes Whitewater, Milton, and parts of Edgerton and Janesville. Crowley says he wants to listen and build relationships with communities across the state.
By sharing that office, it gave me an opportunity to learn a little bit more about rural life, what's going on with our agricultural industry, what some of our family farms are going through.
Crowley was one of seven candidates to enter the Democratic field for governor. He said during his time on the campaign trail, he's hearing constituents' biggest concerns.
Well, the biggest issue is the affordability crisis, right? I think if you are making more money today, you're still getting less than you ever have before. And so no matter where I go in the state, people are asking, you know, how are we going to tackle this affordability crisis?
Crowley said he wants to figure out how to make sure the government can provide services for those who need it.
While a lot of the economic uncertainty and a lot of these chaos policies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. are driving these costs up, it doesn't mean that we can't figure out ways to tackle this issue here locally.
Crowley will appear on the ballot in the August primary, and the winner of the primary will advance to the November general election.
Blood donations are needed to prevent a winter blood shortage. The Red Cross and other donation organizations are putting out a plea for donations. Donors with types O, A negative, and B negative blood are especially needed now. As an incentive, the Red Cross and the National Football League are partnering for the 7th straight year. As a thank you to donors who give between now and January 25th, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win a Super Bowl 60 giveaway. There will be a blood drive January 8th at the Spooner Wesleyan Church from noon to 6 p.m. Specialty crop block grant applications are being accepted now by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They have a competitive review process to select the most qualified projects. Eligible projects include those that focus on enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries through research, education, or market development. Nonprofit organizations, producer groups, government agencies, universities, and other agriculture organizations are encouraged to apply. Applications may involve collaborations or partnerships between entities. You can find grant information and application materials at datcp.wi.gov. The Wisconsin DNR is asking for public feedback on the state's beaver management plan. The current plan was adopted in 2015 and intended to be used for a period of 10 years. As part of the new plan development, the DNR has convened the Beaver Management Plan Committee, which is composed of representatives from tribal agencies, hunting and trapping organizations, conservation partners, and conservation congress members, as well as technical staff from the DNR and federal agencies. The new plan will guide the management of beavers in Wisconsin for the next 10 years. People have until January 31st to submit public comments. You can find more details and public listening session information on the DNR's website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Marquette over Xavier, 66-65, thanks to a slam dunk by Ben Gold. With less than a minute to play, head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
It feels good to win. Guys did a great job at the very end, doing one of the most basic things that goes into winning basketball games, and that's, you know, back-to-back possessions of a score and a stop.
The win snapped a six-game losing streak for Marquette. NBA, the Bucks came up short in San Francisco, losing to Golden State 120-113, Steph Curry 31 points. NFL, the Packers in the playoffs against the Bears Saturday night, but they'll do it without one of their most versatile players, Bo Melton, to IR with a knee injury suffered against the Vikings. Melton has played wide receiver, defensive back, and on special teams.
He became the returner, he's the off guy, you know, he does so many things, so... he'll be missed for sure.
At special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, then cloudy with off and on light rain through the day today. Our high in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, cloudy with some rain and then some rain and snow. We're going to drop into the low to mid 20s. Should be light snow amounts, but enough to make things slick. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, low to mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.